Hi, my name is Kevin Zhang, and I'm joined today with Ms. Johnson, OB faculty. And so, Ms. Johnson, so tell me a little bit about yourself.
Oh, jeez. A little bit about myself. I am a caring person. I'm a people person. I enjoy life. I'm a mom. I'm a wife. I have a really good relationship with my mom, which I cherish. I think it's very special. Some people have moms, but not everybody has like a really nice or good mom. So I have a really good mom, so I'm really grateful for that. I have a loving husband, very patient, really one of the good guys. I go to church. I love to like go to the movies and hang out with friends and family. I enjoy what I do. I enjoy work. I don't have anything like any like special talent. Like, I don't play the piano or anything.
Yeah.
I could dance.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Before you go any further, I just wanted to ask, where are you from?
Oh, originally?
Yeah.
I'm from Cambridge, Massachusetts.
So, how'd you come to Boston?
I moved to Boston because Cambridge is a very nice city, but it's very expensive. So I couldn't afford to live in Cambridge. So when I got my first apartment, it was in Boston.
Yeah.
It was a little bit more affordable, even though now Boston's very pricey too, but at the time it was a little bit more affordable.
Yeah. So what do you do in the school?
What do I do here? Good question. So this year I am a student affair coordinator. This is my second year in this position. I basically help support the 10th grade. I work with Mrs. Nolan, the assistant headmaster, and I'm basically just a support for 10th grade. I help with any concerns. One of my main responsibilities is attendance, to make sure kids get to here on time, make sure they show up. Work with family, students, teachers.
Yeah, I see you around all the time.
Yeah.
Saying, get to class and all
that. Oh my goodness. No, I say it like that.
No, more meaningful way.
Okay.
But have you ever thought of joining 11th graders?
So last year, so it's not up to me, unfortunately. It's not, I don't move with the grade. That would be pretty cool. But it's not, there's an admin team that makes those decisions. So it's not up to me. Last year I did work half 11th grade and all of 10th grade. This year it's just all of 10th grade. I believe because the 10th grade is a bigger class. It's one of my biggest classes. So I think that's why.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So you're in the school, right? Mm-hmm. What would you say the best aspect of the school?
Oh man, students.
Or you can list multiple ones.
Well, the students. I mean, if there was no students, there would be no staff. So, you know, students and their families, I think, is the most important aspect. I think tools and resources, you know, sometimes I get sad because I know that there are some things here for you guys, but I know there's a lot more that probably could be done if the city had more money. Even the facility in itself, like how sometimes you guys have to go outside to go to the science building. It'd be nice to, like, to have a tunnel so you guys don't have to get wet. So things like that, more resources and things like that. But otherwise, you know, I just think the meat of it are the students.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people know OB a lot and that it's usually ranked a lot in class. Between the other exam schools. How do you feel about that?
I'm proud.
You're proud?
Yeah, I'm proud to be part of the OB family. I think you guys are great. I think you guys work really hard, so it's nice to see results. It's nice to see the data. You know, I think we are number one with the three exam schools that I know in Boston, if I'm not mistaken, and this is not the first year. So yeah, I'm proud. It makes me proud because it goes to show, like when I say get to class or, you know, take your headphones out, like we're helping young people be their best selves. And that's important because you guys are our future. So we want to make sure we give you all the tools and resources that you need to be the next generation to bring us, carry us through.
Yeah. So about your childhood, did you have a nice childhood? Or?
I did. Thank God. I did. I'm really grateful for that. I'm a single parent household. My dad had drug problems, so my dad really wasn't around. I actually ended up getting a good relationship with my dad when I turned 21. I think it was around maybe 19. I think 19. So it's been 22 years that we have a decent relationship. But in my younger day, my dad had a really bad drug problem, and he's a good guy, just problems, you know.
I mean, did that affect you in any way?
I think so.
In school?
Or I think so. Not knowing if he was dead or alive sometimes. Not knowing how it was to be a teenage girl with a dad to be like, oh, no boys. Or, you know, like, I didn't really have that. So I think it affected me. It did. But, you know, I think we come from a culture, what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. So, you know.
Pardon this interruption. Miss Smith, please come to the main office once again. Ashia Smith, main office, please. Thank you.
So, did you do well in school?
I passed. I never had to repeat a grade. You know,
That's good.
Yeah. I think, like, again, my mother was single. I don't think I mentioned on this interview, my mother was a police officer. So my mom, her hours sometimes were random. So at one point she was a detective. So police work is a lot. And I think, I know my mother did her best. Like I said, I have an awesome mom. But I think it's a lot. Like, I can only imagine the things that she saw, the things that she had to deal with during the day. To come home as a single mom with two girls, you know, to like sit down with me and like redo my homework with me and things like that. It really wasn't in the making. So I struggled a little bit, but I did pass and I repeated a grade and I think I made my mother proud. I think I turned out okay.
Oh, cool. Well, I think so too.
Aw, thanks.
Now enough of that boring stuff.
Oh.
So the holidays just passed by. Would you say Thanksgiving is your favorite holiday?
One of them. It's just nice to, so like things change as you get older, unfortunately, the circle of life, like I said, I lost my grandmother, so that was a big part of it. I look forward to being with her. I actually lost an uncle recently, and he was one of the ones that we would go to his house. So unfortunately, sometimes it's sad, sometimes it's happy, it depends on what's going on. I think for all of us, I think that's a human thing with all of us. Yeah. I don't think it has an age thing. I think it's just a human thing, because unfortunately loved ones pass on or loved ones move. Right? You used to live close, and then now this one moved over here, so it's like you can't get to them like you. So it's bittersweet. But for the most part, it's happy for me. Mm-hmm.
What's your most memorable Thanksgiving moment?
Oh, wow. I don't know. I guess my childhood, like when my grandmother was alive, the uncle I had mentioned, like being at their house. They had the bigger house, so like we would all go over there. The smell of like the food. Yeah. All my cousins, you know, those are good memories.
Are you still close with all your cousins?
Yeah, we just don't, you know, we're all grown up now, have our own families. Right. So we don't get together like we used to. But yeah, we talk, we keep in touch.
Did you cook for this year's Thanksgiving?
You know what? I did, because my husband got called into work. Now, my husband is the cook in the house, and he was going to make 3 dishes before his job called him. So... He's what you consider an essential worker. He works for the state. So I had to wing it. I made the macaroni and cheese and the stuffing, and this is the third dish that I just can't remember. But my son helped me, so that was fun. It was a bonding moment for me and my son. So it was nice.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
Yeah.
But
the turkey was already done, thank God. Oh. Yeah.
Would you say that your family celebrates very traditionally? Or is it different than other families?
I think the traditional, you know, turkey stuffing, the sides, the apple pie, the sweet potato pie, family comes over. I think it's more traditional, yeah.
That's cool. So about your background, like culture-wise, what is it?
So, good question. So my parents both were born here. They're both American. My grandmother on my mother's side, her dad was Canadian and her mother was Indian. So my grandmother had that type of, but her skin was black. So she did identify as black, African American, if that makes sense. My father, his people were from Barbados. So I have some Barbados. Barbados is a country, an island. So some of them, but I was born here. Again, my parents were born here, but my ancestors, I guess, were from Barbados, Canada, and not India, but Native American in some way, shape, or form. I wish I knew off the back of my hand. I don't know. I have like it written down. But yeah, so I'm a bit of a mix.
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Well, for the final question, what advice would you give to younger people now that could have gave a while ago in the past?
I think,
Or any final words you would like to give this generation?
Just be mindful. Be mindful of, like, social media and things like that. I know sometimes I think you guys think things can be deleted or nobody will see it, right. But everything's traceable. So just be mindful of that. Be careful because, again, you guys are sweethearts, mm-hmm. right? And I'd hate for one mistake to determine your future. And I think that's, like, any older person or any parent's, like, biggest fear for you guys, because you live in a social media world, that is any one little thing, you know, like, we know you guys, but if something else from somebody looking out, from the outside looking in, to be like, what's wrong with this kid? There's nothing wrong with this kid. This kid was just being a teenager and made a mistake, you know, and for that to jeopardize something, whether it be college or a job or any opportunity, it would really stink. But at the same time, you guys are kids, right? So you're gonna make mistakes, things are gonna happen. So I think just safety, just be mindful and always, you know, if you live with your parents or whoever is taking care of you, be mindful of, like, what their expectations are for you. So, like, if you're about to do something, think of that person. Yeah. Like, you know what? They wouldn't be proud. Like, they wouldn't. You know, just to help you navigate through life, because life is going to, it could be rocky sometimes, you know? And I my hope for you guys is also to stay connected and to know that there's always somebody. If you need something, there's always somebody that can help you. And I find myself to be one of those people. If I can't help you or if I don't have the answer, I'll ask somebody. I'll try to help you. But just to know that you guys have trusted adults, especially here at the O'Brien, if you ever need anything or have questions, to come to us, the ones that you do trust, so we can help you.
Wow. Thank you, Ms. Johnson, for all those words.
You're welcome.
And that's it.
All right. Ms. Andrew, better not.